little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is benign prostatic hypertrophy. Warren is a 55-year-old man who's been experiencing nocturia, hesitancy, and a poor stream of urine.
Warren, can I ask you, what do you know about the prostate gland?
Not a lot, doctor. I have heard about prostate cancer. My friend had it last year.
Okay. Would it be helpful for me to just explain to you what the prostate gland is?
Yes, doctor.
So the prostate gland is a gland that sits below the bladder and around the tube that carries urine out of the penis. Are you with me so far?
Yes, doctor.
It's usually the size of a walnut, but it often gets bigger around the age of 50.
Right.
It can squeeze the urine tube and make it difficult to pee. Are you with me so far?
Yes, doctor. So you think my prostate might be enlarged? Is that stopping me from peeing properly?
I think that probably is what's going on. We would usually examine the prostate by performing something called a rectal examination. This means I would need to put a finger inside the back passage to see what your prostate feels like, because that's the place that we can access it from easier. And this helps us to rule out prostate cancer if it feels nice and smooth and normal. Most men with your symptoms have an enlarged prostate, not prostate cancer. Okay.
Right, doctor.
If your symptoms are troublesome, then we can look at options such as using tablets to shrink the prostate or to relax the bladder muscles, or sometimes an operation to reopen the tube through the prostate. How does that sound?
That sounds clear, doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.